USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden selling his vision of America to a Georgia audience Thursday was disrupted by protesters chanting, "End detention now and abolish ICE," in reference to U.S. Immigration Enforcement Agency. "I agree with you," Biden told the demonstrators at the drive-in rally in Duluth. "I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days," end quote. It's not clear what the Democrat president meant. A New Mexico police officer got back up and returned fire after being shot by the alleged killer of a state trooper in February. Las Cruces police officer Adrian De La Garza performed a pit maneuver to stop the suspect during a pursuit after the suspect allegedly killed New Mexico State Police Trooper Darian Jarrett after a traffic stop. Newly released body cam video shows Omar Felix Cueva shooting the officer after the pit maneuver. The officer quickly gets up and fires at Cueva. Cueva was killed during the shootout with officers. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
After Rudy Giuliani's apartment was raided Thursday, the former New York mayor and Trump lawyer has started his own campaign. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During his first televised interview since his New York City apartment was raided by federal agents over allegations he violated lobbying laws by doing business in Ukraine, former President Trump's one-time attorney Rudy Giuliani is now speaking out trying to clear his name.
I've never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
He spoke on Fox. He says he could have erased the evidence they took, but kept it because he says it will clear him of any wrongdoing.
The Kentucky Derby is officially back and returning to its traditional date of the first Saturday in May. 20 horses will race tomorrow. Big hats are a yes. Wearing denim is a big no-no. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is President Biden bringing the United States together as a people? Democrat analyst Lakai Vinson on Fox News says yes.
Let's first establish that it is normal for presidents to enter executive orders when they enter office. In fact, Trump had 220 executive orders. And so when Biden entered office, he had to reverse those laws that were codified by the Trump administration, which supported divisiveness, such as the Muslim ban and the separation of families at the border. So the unfortunate part is, Todd, is that Republicans are using unity as a tool to whine when they don't get their way.
The opinion editor at Fee, Brad Palumbo, disagrees.
I just completely disagree. I think the first 100 days of the Biden administration have belied his promises of unity, compromise, and moderation. I mean, he has pushed not just executive orders, but $6 trillion in proposed spending. That's $43,000 per U.S. household. That would make Obama or even FDR blush. So he's come in and he's totally overstepped his mandate to push a progressive agenda that's not what people actually voted for. And he's done it on party lines, like a COVID bill that doesn't work with any Republicans and an infrastructure approach that just totally eschewed the bipartisan approach for a party line path. So that's not unifying or moderate in my book.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.